Praise Yahweh, everybody. Praise Yahweh. Glory, glory, glory. We're in a good one tonight. We are pre-Adamite flood teaching that there was an existence, a earth, a habitable, if you will, heaven, where that the first world that we are talking about now, there's been two since the time that I'm talking, Noah's time. It was again cleansed and destroyed, and these were punishable, these fallen ones, as they were already lowered, if you will, into the lower dimensions, and so then they had access to the earth as it was to be replenished. Now, let me give you the story on replenishing just a little bit more in detail. Now, to replenish, remember he said to Adam to be fruitful and to multiply and replenish the earth. Now, why would he say replenish? To replenish means to refill something. It must be that the plenishing, or the earth had already been plenished or filled before. If you ask, for instance, a refill on a cup of coffee, it must have been filled once before. And so is it in the earth. And here are the indications of what the scripture said of these men who were ordained of old. Men who were of old ordained. From the first world flood, they had no place to go except earth, and their plight was, we're going to get into the second half of Nibiru, the planet existence. We're going to show you where Satan and his angels are dwelling in the deep, and why the scriptures talks about that, and these orbits and things of this nature is very important to scientific reasoning, to our spiritual understanding. Notice now, here we are, I will therefore put you in remembrance that the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Now, verse 6, you need to really focus on verse 6. The angels which kept not their first, how did they fall? Genesis 6 will tell you. They'd already fell prior to Genesis 1. Oh, that's strange. Yes, they'd already plotted and planned how that they were going to intervene, if you will, in the mighty experiment of Adam becoming flesh man, Eve becoming flesh body. It gave them now the chance to express themselves as gods. We're talking about fallen gods, if you will. That was Lucifer's deceptive lie to Eve, "You shall become as gods." He knew he had fallen as a god. He was a god. He was an Elohim. The word God is Strong's 430. Elohim means plural, many. So the headship company of mighty ones, and we're having here in the scriptures a delightful time of trying to comprehend and tell you. I just wish that I had a week, a seminar, to teach you these wonderful, marvelous things, that we could get together and look each other in the eye and see the sincerity of our hearts as we preach the gospel. But notice here in the sixth verse that as it was, verse 7, after these angels came in, it became like a Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's what it was in the pre-flood stage of Genesis 1 and 1. Now, notice again. Likewise, now let me give you the verse 8, and I'm going to really hurry on this and condense it for you, because if I was to do it justice, I'd have to do another couple hours on this very subject. Likewise, these filthy dreamers. Now, who were these filthy dreamers? They were influenced by these that brought these perverted ways, if you will, of race mixing. That is a perversion. And homosexuality, that is a perversion. And all these other things, these ungodly, if you will, deeds that they performed, they were instructed and inspired by a headship company of mighty ones who were in defiance of the laws of Yahweh. They knew that they were doomed when they fell prior to Genesis 1 and 1 and brought darkness. These are the fallen ones. Yet these filthy dreamers, defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Now, here is the most amazing verse almost in the Bible. If you will connect verse 8 and 9 to the realities of what it means, you will see the scope and the depth of what we're trying to tell you here. These speak evil. Who? These filthy dreamers that are from Genesis 6, still talking about the angels. Yet Michael, the archangel, now the archangel Michael was, as we know him today, was Yahweh's designated power angel or war angel. He commanded the two-thirds of the obedient force of the heavens. These Elohim, if you will, remained loyal to the headship company. And so the board meeting, if you will, to bring it down in simple terms, was convened, and these one-third rebels, if you will, were cast out of the heavens. Oh, my. Yes, sir, it says, when Michael the archangel, when he was contending with them, with the devil, this other mighty angel, who at that time, before he fell, was second in command. This angel, they say, was in charge of entertainment and in charge of music and was in charge of art and beauty and all these other things that surround wealth and power and gold. He was one of the chief that walked among the stones. And you got to have an interpretation to get that. But he disputed about the body of Moses. Now, why would Satan dispute with Michael about the body of Moses? Well, that's another story in itself, and I wish that I had time to go back to the 17th chapter of Matthew and really get into that, and we could open up some avenues of approach that you had never thought of, probably, and very exciting, and in time to come, we will do that, praise Yahweh. Now, but he dared not bring a railing accusation. In other words, Michael himself could not accuse Satan of falling here. It had to be a vote by the whole body of Elohim. So then, this message was taken back, and Michael, who was on a recon looking at the situation, came down and looked and saw that at least one-third of these disobedient mighty ones were again taken up where they left off prior to Genesis 1-1, because after the 1-1 experience in 1-1, we begin with Moses beginning the book. And so Satan, the prosecutor, wanted to accuse everything that would come out of his loins to be as guilty of sin and falling as he was. Enter in the kinsman redeemer here at this point, and you'll see the whole beauty of what we're talking about. But let me drop on down to verse 10. These speak evil of those things which they know not. Now we're talking angels. They speak evil. And they influence you to do evil. These are natural brute beasts. They're natural brute beast. Verse 11, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Listen to me now. Now, how, why, or where did they go in the way of Cain? Remember the episode of Genesis 3, 14, 15, where Satan, and he brought himself a genetic offspring through the woman Eve. Now, the other angels dared to look at the daughters of men, these offspring, both Cainite and Adamite, and they dared in the sixth chapter of Genesis to come down and mate with them also. And therefore, there we have what is known as the flood. Now, if you will go to the seventh or the 12th chapter of the book of Revelations quickly, verse 12. If you will read this scripture very plainly, it will tell you that something happened prior to Genesis 1-1 that brought all this chaotic darkness upon the earth. As eternal beings, remember, time had not been involved here. Time only started when Yahweh gave Adam a certain specific amount of years to live. That's when time entered. So before this, we're not talking about time. We're living outside the time dimensions, or the time warp, if you will. And it's amazing how that the mighty ones, we're talking about these fallen Elohim, they have the secret of anti-gravity devices that travel outside of time. That's how that they can maneuver, and that's why we're going to get into the second half of the show on the planet Nibiru and tell you how that these angels are reconnecting in the last days and are due now to come back into the earth realm. Oh, my, this is very fearful. But in a sense, you need to know this, praise Yahweh. Now, remember, we talked about replenishing. If you will look at the scripture in Jeremiah, Jeremiah tells us about the earth before Adam existed in chapter 4. If you look at verses 23 through 28, Jeremiah states, I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was not no man, and all the birds of the heavens had fled. And lo, I beheld, and there the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down, and the presence of Yahweh, and by his furious anger. For thus saith Yahweh, behold, the whole land shall be desolate, and I will not make a fool in, for this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens shall above be black. There it is. Because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither shall I turn from it. Now you note the heavens had light in Noah's flood. They were men, Noah's family, along with the birds, that Yahweh had revealed eternal past to Jeremiah long before the existence of Adam and Eve. When Yahweh came back and formed Adam and Eve out of the dust of the ground about 6,000 years ago, he commanded to them to give them the clue or the command to replenish or to refill, as it is written in Genesis 1:28. And Yahweh blessed Adam and Eve and said to them in Genesis 1:28, listen to me very careful, here's your key, this is key number 5, to them be fruitful and multiply, and, most people don't understand this one, replenish. If you just pause right there, you get the message of what Pastor Buddy's trying to give you. That there existed prior to Genesis 1:1, and a wonderful, wonderful paradise that was corrupted and brought down to total darkness and chaos by the fallen ones. So we all have to pay as a result. Now, let's go to the book of Psalms. Let's open chapter 24, verse 2. And we will, for reference sake, go to 93:3 and 98:8. Listen to me. For he has founded, this is David's remarkable ability to go back there. You see, some of the prophets had an understanding. You're without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? So Yahweh has just, it's nothing good that I've ever done to know anything, because I found out and done reported to you that the more I know, the less I don't know. The more I see in this, the more I don't understand. Because his ways are so past finding out, and these ancient mysteries have been totally, and I'm just waking up, I'm just dawning. I'm just budding out and flowering, if you will, into realities of understanding and comprehension. I just wish, I'm now 65 years old, I wish I had another 65 years to get it together. And then after that, maybe another 800 years after that. And maybe, just maybe, I would begin to come to some type of understanding comprehension. David said, O Yahweh, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods, plural, have lifted up their waves. Let the floods clap their hands and let the hills be joyful together. Now, what is he talking about here? Whether in Peter, we're looking at the second flood, and it says also, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they are willingly ignorant of, that by the word of Yahweh the heavens were of old. Now, remember, now 6,000 years, ladies and gentlemen, come on, get real. Get real. The heavens were of old, and the earth, and the earth. There's your key. So we are going back prior to 6,000 event of Adam. And this is not anti-Christian to suggest that somebody lived before Adam. This is just dealing with plain biblical principles and scientific reality. That's all we're doing here. And we're not trying to throw the scriptures into the sea of forgiveness and try to write another understandable book. We're just trying to take the scriptures and look at the word. Listen to this. For they're willingly ignorant of, in other words, the word of Yahweh is what makes them ignorant. You see, the Bible said that they will read, but they won't understand. And again, how can he hear without the preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? So Yahweh has gifted some men and some women upon the earth to have these extra perceptional views of the scriptures and the in-depth comprehension of the mysteries that's been hidden and kept secret from the foundation of the world. And here we find ourselves, lone rangers, if you will. The Bible said, with knowledge comes sorrow. Oh my, if I had a school to teach in, who would come? Only the poor, the halt, the lame, and the blind. If I was to prepare a spiritual dinner, the Bible said if you do so, prepare it for the halt, the lame, and the blind, and the underprivileged. Now he's talking about the spiritual sense, but we're comparing natural things to natural. So then, Peter said, for this they are willingly ignorant of by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Now, think about that. Out of the water and in the water. Whereby that world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. Now, is he talking about prior to Genesis 1 and 1? Everybody would seem to agree that he's talking about Genesis chapter 6 when the wicked generation, but he could have been including the double standard here of revelation through scriptures that they were had already perished once before prior to Genesis 6 when the same episodes or the same old thing, the same old spirits came and then caused the earth to be plunged again into chaotic conditions, and that's what Satan's role is. Now let's look at Satan's role. In order to understand the reason that Yahweh had for the flooding the earth, the first time requires an understanding of who Satan is and what his role was. Satan is an angel, a spirit being created by Yahweh sometime back in eternity. Long before Adam and Eve were created, Satan was given a kingdom on earth before the Garden of Eden existed. Are you with me now? There you are. Now Adam, pre-Adam, flesh man, the eighth day man, remember there's a mystery. Everybody thinks that Adam was created and then God rested. That's not true. If you look in a sense of those two creations of Adam, are they two creations of the earth? Are they two floods? Well, we'll see here. Praise Yahweh. Satan, Lucifer, fell from the grace of Yahweh, or the Elohim, through pride and sin. And his attempt to exalt himself above the stars, that's the other angels, he was even enticed one-third, I've already covered, of the angels, the spirit beings created by the Father, to rebel against God. They even tried to invade heaven, but failed. They took heaven by storm. And you need to write from my tape, The Thousand-Year Reign, and how the angels invaded the heaven. Where'd they come from? What attack method did they use? What type of vehicles do angels travel in? You need to know all these things. These things are very relevant to your understanding to get you to see that God is not just like a little mist floating around, and neither are the angels. They are real, real beings that are just as real and tangible as you are. If you get that understanding, you'll be halfway home. Now, somewhere back in these times, the earth was flooded for the first time. Long ago in the eternal past before Adam and Eve's creation. If you see Isaiah 14, Jeremiah 4, Ezekiel 28, Luke 10, and 2 Peter chapter 3, then you've got a host of scriptures at your command to give you some comprehension here. Satan was already present in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, and Satan retained authority of the earth when he tempted them, and they obeyed him. They went against what the Mighty One had already told them, the Eternal, and the Eternal's free will agents, Adam and Eve, wanted the knowledge of good and evil. And the Eternal gave them what they wanted. Now, by this union, the giants now begin to come in, and our command was to remove the giants or the remnant of their genetics from the earth. You ever wonder why that was true? It's simply because Satan and the giants, mind all the time, can't seem like getting into the depth of the spirit and the understanding, the comprehension in just one little old short 60 minutes. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to conclude this lengthy subject tonight. We have been on this a week, the pre-flooded Adamites. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'd like to cover it more in detail for you. If you need more information, simply call Pastor Buddy, area code 423. 626-2172, and we'll give you some updates and information that probably that you will have a better understanding after we talk or communicate, or I send you a video or two on the subjects that we're dealing with here tonight. And remember, you can write me at Post Office Box 2284. Just say Pastor Buddy. Folks over at the local post office, they know Pastor Buddy. So just address your mail to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. And we can get acquainted. Now, my email address, if you'd like to send me an email, very plain and simple, real convenient, real easy, send me a letter from somewhere that I'd like to receive a few emails tonight from somebody I've never heard from. So if you're hearing Pastor Buddy for the first time, just give me an email, drop and say hi, and we will respond to you very cordially. Praise Yahweh. That's E. Johnson. That's like an eagle. E as an eagle, lower case letters. E. Johnson at www.gap.net. That's E. Johnson at www.gap.net. And that'll get you through to us here in the studios. Praise Yahweh. Now, Miracle 2, our sponsors, let me tell you about them. Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439. Call him up and tell him Pastor Buddy sent you down there to talk to him. Praise Yahweh. He's a mighty Mississippian. Lives in a delta down there on the mighty Mississippi River. He's west of the Mississippi. Dr. Jack is, of course, east of the Mississippi. If you'd like to call Dr. Jack, you can simply dial. These are toll-free numbers, 1-888-281-7320. And we're talking about the miracle of Miracle 2. Now, I told you about the neutralizer last night a little bit. It is a wonderful product. If you have anything internally, now we're talking about to get you a balanced pH. We need to have that balance. And if you have a balance of the pH in your body, you have these positive, vibrant cells that are balanced properly. There will be no cancer. Remember, your cells are generating and multiplying daily. Your body actually rids itself of cancerous cells daily. So if you neglect your body and you don't have the right pH balance, water is very important. You must drink a whole lot of it. Get off soda pop and all those things that will kill you eventually and very shortly if you keep on. Get on water. Dr. Judy will tell you real fast. Dr. Gary will tell you real fast. And so will Dr. Jack that you need to drink at least 68 glasses of good, fresh. We hope that you'll drink the oxygenated water. And we have the machines that will do that. Just send your information to Dr. Gary, Dr. Jack, or just email me or call me here, and we can get you in touch with the great water machines that are on the market for you. Praise Yahweh, that will really cleanse your cells out, flush out all of the toxic things that are gathered there. You need to get rid of that, praise Yahweh, and get you some vibrant health. I would that you be healthy and perhaps wealthy and wise. Praise Yahweh. And you can be if you will study the Scripture and show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, going into all faith. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot be the average run of the mill. You've got to rise up, take authority over your own self. You must conquer self. Don't blame it on the preacher, the pastor. Don't bring it on the Sunday school teacher. Don't blame it on anyone but you. You are at the fault, if there's any. You must take full responsibility for your own life. You must save yourself. Listen to me. You must save yourself from this untoward generation. And by doing so, you may save others. Praise Yahweh. This is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. It's been a joy to be with you tonight. You can join us for the second half of the show. We're going on the subject of Nibiru on soundwaves2000.com. See you in a couple of minutes over on the other side. Praise Yahweh. Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. We'll see you tomorrow night. Praise Yahweh.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.